The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I've been caught many things in my life, but never an issue. I quite like it. I'll take that.
Who said that? Did I say that inadvertently without meaning it? Who called you an issue, Rolene? Wow.
Oh, you know, wow. I mean, I'm changing because I'm so good at it.
Says he, going red in the face. Okay, so the best way to deflect from that is to get straight into the news. Let's talk normalization, Rolene. What are the latest, what's the latest?
Before we talk normalization, I just want to touch on some breaking news coming from the South, and we have had some incendiary devices or arson terror balloons flighted from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. Those reports coming in earlier, which I suppose is Hamas giving us their answer to ongoing normalization. So let's take a look at what is happening. And some very welcome language seems to be coming from Lebanon. The defense minister slash alternate minister, or maybe he is or maybe he isn't, who knows what the attorney general is investigating constitutionally and lawfully at the moment. But Benny Gantz, who was up in the north looking at the training exercise, has said that he has heard positive voices in Lebanon, that there are maybe talks about peace and relations with Israel, and he called them welcome words. He said the citizens of Lebanon must know that Hezbollah, not Israel, is their problem. Because of Hezbollah attacks the state of Israel, Lebanon will pay the price. And this follows the Lebanese president, Michel Aoun, his daughter, Claudine Aoun, who's very, very well known in Lebanon, has said that, and she said this on Twitter, so of course you know it must be true.
Yeah.
She said, before talking about peace, we must demarcate the borders and solve the problems related to our land. But she has basically given her backing on the idea of peace between Israel and Lebanon. And this is very, very interesting and very, very welcome. And it follows the news that Israel and the Sudan will be normalizing relations, and a lot of conjecture around this deal. But the Sudanese leader has said that if anybody is the winner, it's the Sudan here. However, I must also just mentioned to our listeners that there are currently discussions underway how to best repatriate refugees from the Sudan. So we're going to watch that one carefully, see how that proceeds. But the love affair between us and the UAE, well, it's just getting warmer and warmer and warmer, with some good news. And I'm very, very sorry for you BDS guys, but you're just going to have to grin and bear it. But Israeli wines from the Golan have gone on sale in the UAE, and the Hadassah officials are in talks with UAE officials to possibly open up a hospital in Dubai.
That's insane.
Which is great. We know that there are medical teams now starting to cooperate. And if that wasn't enough, soccer slash football, whatever you want to call it, fans, this one's for you. Israel and the UAE signed these are the pro football leagues, signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate and to develop the sport in both countries, and to cap it off, a friendly will be played in Dubai. So, you know, we're not just talking a warm piece, we're talking a very, very sexy hot piece between Israel and the UAE that's building up at the moment.
Can I go back to Lebanon for just one moment? Because a lot of articles have spoken about this issue of borders. I didn't know there were major issues with Lebanon and borders. I think I recall the Sheba Farms being an area, which is what? A piddly little area on the border, nothing of significance. And then there was talk of some marine border, which also wasn't a major issue. Am I missing something, Rolene?
You're not missing anything. You're absolutely correct. The big issue here are the maritime borders, which is why the meeting that took place, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, with officials from Lebanon and Israel with regards to these maritime borders was very, very important. Whatever land border issues there are, they're very, very minor. But again, we've also got to understand that in the region – symbolism, words, and pride is very, very important. So even though it might be a tiny area like the Sheba Farms, it's an area of the point of pride for the Lebanese.
Okay, I hear you. I just would have thought getting food in to help a hungry population would have been more important than that. But never mind, that's just my take on it. Let's move to COVID-19, and really glad to see that Israel's infection rates are reducing all the time.
Well, our infection rates are coming down. They're at the lowest rate since June, a very, very good thing. We are possibly expecting a bit of a spike in the Arab villages because there have been a significant amount of weddings. So we're just watching for that. But the big news coming in today is the man they call the coronavirus czar, and you all know how much I hate that word because of its connotations. Professor Ronnie Gamzu, he will be stepping down, but in his place will be the former IDF medical chief or surgeon general, Nachman Esh. Now, Gamzu is headed back to Ichilov, the hospital where he works, where he is a director, and we will have Nachman Esh taking his place. This has been received quite well by the health minister, Yuli Edelstein. He has said, I thank him for his willingness to take on this challenging role. I mean, I don't think any of us would want to be the person in charge of the response to the coronavirus anywhere in the world. And also what we can report is that in addition to grades 1 to 4 starting to open on Sunday, hairdressing salons, street-facing stores, and businesses that can cater to one customer at a time will start opening on Sunday. And the health minister has said many people who were without a livelihood for weeks, he says, I'm talking about cosmeticians, private tutors, driving teachers, etc., they will be able to go back to work as long as, of course, we comply with all the important things, social distancing, mask wearing, washing of the hands, etc., etc. So as you can see, as many other countries start to enter their second wave of coronavirus, we are hopefully, and I say this cautiously, exiting ours, and we can start reviving the economy again.
So your life is potentially going to get back to normal in terms of hairdressers and gyms and the things that are important to enjoying your day-to-day life, Arlene?
Well, you know, I'm waiting with bated breath for the gyms to reopen. I like to go every day to the gym, well, at least 5 times a week. But, I mean, come on, Simon, you know me by now. You can believe that I've already WhatsApped the hairdresser to book that very important appointment. Just, listen, my hair looking good is a mitzvah. It's growing somebody's business. And the other very, very important news is that also starting Sunday, the 1st of November, we will be starting human trials for our possible vaccine. It's called the BriLife vaccine, the BRI for Briot, which is health and life, because, you know, in English, life means life, and we all want that. We're going to be starting our human trials as per the Institute of Biotechnology and the Defense Ministry.
Okay, and then you wanted to chat about Israel's ambassador to the UN apparently slamming the Security Council.
Well, he has. Our new envoy to the United Nations, Ambassador Gilad Erdan. You may know him as the former Minister of Strategic Affairs. He has accused the Security Council of not recognizing far-reaching changes that are taking place in the Middle East. He says they have not given any attention to the normalization deals that Israel has reached with the UAE, Bahrain, and the Sudan. And he says, while the council's talking points have not changed for decades, the Middle East has. And he says it's there's a jarring dissonance, those are his words, between what this council chooses to focus on and what is actually happening in the Middle East. And you and I have spoken before that it's quite perturbingly fascinating, if that is the correct English, but we all know my English is going steadily down the tubes. And sadly, I'm not picking up the Hebrew, But it's very, very perturbing to see how these normalization deals have been received in some media and in some circles. Is it because of the current U.S. administration? Who knows? But definitely food for thought.
Rylene Marks, always a smile on my face talking to you. It is 5:30. We're going to leave it there. You will be back tomorrow at the same time. I am absolutely convinced of that.
Absolutely.